that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you've become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now. And Coffee Radio, this is Coach Peggy, and you're here on Transformation Talk Radio. I got to tell you, first of all, happy Monday, but it feels like it's been 83 million years since we've chatted. It's been a long week for me, at least. 83 million, that cracks me up. So there's a story behind that. 83 million years is, I used to always use this number 83 million with a friend of mine when we were exaggerating. So we would be like, it's been 83 million, whatever. And so I just said that to you. So that's kind of funny. So we get together every Monday. As you know, I grab my favorite unicorn coffee mug and we chat about anything wellness. And tonight we are chatting about part two of Exercise Sucks. So if you missed that, go back to my previous show, which you can catch on YouTube or Facebook. You can find it there on Transformation Talk Radio Station. You can find the podcast, but you can go back and listen to that. You can also go to my October 10th blog and see the 13 questions that I chatted about in that previous show. So we're talking about part two today. And those questions we were chatting through to be able to dissect where your history and your habits and what you feel about exercise and all those things I wanted you to unpack, because truthfully, you have all the answers. I can help you unpack them, but you just really have to get to the place where you're either willing to share with somebody like myself or sit down and have a come to Jesus or meeting with yourself and try to work through these things and either let go of the things that haven't worked and be willing to try some new things or get over the excuses and the fact that you hate exercise and just move. We have to move. So today, part two. So what I thought I would do today is briefly go over those 13 questions just really quickly. Then I'm going to come back to them gradually or go back to them and answer each of those with, I have two people in specific that I wanted to address. So I had some questions. I sent out these questions, got some answers back, and I want to go over a couple of them that I got. And then at the very end, I want to go over kind of a paragraph, a testimony of a client that sent something in I think you'll find very helpful. So sit back, enjoy the ride, process some of these, how they might resonate with you. You might be going, yeah, that's me. Or you might be going, oh boy, that poor guy. I feel so bad for him. You might even say you feel bad for me. Now, that would be nice. You're like, oh, she chose to do this for her profession. Poor girl. So anyways, take a sip of your coffee. Yay, let's get started. Hopefully you're ready. So let's go. Let's rip through these questions really quickly. So the number one thing I want you guys to think about is you have to take care of your vessel. I always call that your container, your vessel, your body, whatever you want to call it. You have to take care of it because, I mean, you know the data, you know the scientific reasons, we know that. But the main reason I want you to think about today is that if you have a passion or a purpose or a grandchild or something bigger than yourself that you are living for, then you need to take care of yourself to be a part of that. So whether you're a nurse or maybe you're even a medium, you know, and you have a talent that you're sharing or you're a teacher or even a mom, if you want to give of yourself, you have to take care of your vessel, your container that you're sitting in. So it's not just nutrition, it's movement. If you want to get out of your house, stay out of the bed, stay out of those injuries, then you got to do that. So let's go over these questions really quickly. So number one was, what do you think about exercise in general? Too sore, too tired. Two, what do you think when you're preparing to exercise? So are you thinking this sucks? exercise sucks, hashtag exercise sucks, or you're like, yeah, let's get this out of the way. Number three, how do you feel about different types of exercise? So are you a soloist, or do you have to go to group exercise to get through that hour? Number four, what are you thinking about during your activity? That's a huge one. If you're exercising, you're just like, oh God, kill me. I've got to get through this. That's tough. So I want you to think about what you're thinking about while you are actually exercising. Number five, what are you thinking about after you're all done? What are you thinking about? And then number six, what is your knowledge of exercise? So I had a couple people actually ask me what in the heck, like why I threw that question in there. It might seem obvious, but the reason I throw that question in there is that you want to see, you know, when we think about things and then we say them out loud, we get smarter. And then when we write them down, it actually embeds differently and we get even smarter. So if I can get you on number six to write down what your knowledge is about exercise, it's going to embed in you that you really do know that you need to exercise. You know that your joints are getting stiff. You know you don't want diabetes and you want to lower your hemoglobin A1C. So I want to see what you know. Can't run from that. You can no longer say to me, I don't know. Somebody just told me to do this. Okay, number seven, what is the average length of time in days or weeks, months? Don't say years, please, Lord. Don't email me and say it's been years. I mean, I guess maybe it has been for some people, but I hopefully not, since you've had an exercise or movement program. So I want you to write down how many days, weeks, months it's been. That's number seven. Number eight, what has worked to keep you active? So I was looking in there for what your accountability program is, kind of, whether it's a person or an exercise class that you hold yourself accountable to, paying that membership. Number nine, what did you stop doing? You know, why did you stop doing what was working? So if something was just ticking along for you, what made you stop? And of course, every journey might have different reasons, but maybe write down too busy, got injured, got bored, whatever that is. And then number 10, are the answers to number nine, the ones you just wrote down, the same? Because they're probably the excuses that you've used forever. Yes, they probably are. When you're my age, you're not changing much. Hate to break that to myself, but that's true. Change a few things. Number 11, then you're going to go back over your history and look at the successful approaches and what did it take to get you started again? So was it you had to get some yucky lab reports? Was it that your genes were way too tight? So that's number 11. Almost done. Number 12 is when you have that come to Jesus, is what I call it, or you're meeting with yourself, when you sit down with your cup of coffee and you write out pretty much the answers to those questions above. I, Peggy, do solemnly swear, but you write out your paragraph to yourself that are the answers in preferably some sort of a flowing letter type form versus just blah, blah, blah. Because then you can start to see with the next bullet point, which is number 13, what are the baby steps that you're going to take? So it kind of looks like a story, a little narrative. So number 12 is, I come to Jesus. This is what I've learned about myself. This is what kind of I've got to admit didn't work. And then your 13 flows into some of those baby steps that you can take, because baby steps matter. So what baby steps can you take to move you, whoever you are, Jenny, Carrie, whoever, how can we move you forward? All right. I would love to pretend there was an audience sitting before me and I could say, does everybody understand? And I could see all these heads shake. So I'm just going to assume that you understand until you email me. All right. So let's go back through real quickly. So here are the two clients. And actually one of them is my father, who actually was a client back in the day. Or he might tell you he's a client every minute of every day with me. So I'm going to button up my collar here, Pops. I treat you with respect when I talk to you tonight. So my pops got back to me on his answers to this lovely show that I'm doing about exercise sucks. And then client/friend Monica get back with me. And then at the bottom, I'm going to share a come to Jesus letter from Sally. And I don't make this stuff up. I couldn't do as good a job. Trust me. All right. What do you think about exercise in general? Here we go. What did my pop say? Oh, goodness. He's not a man of too many words unless he's, well, yes, he is. Who am I kidding? But under exercise, he wasn't. Pop says, don't like to. Boy, do I have a lot to work with there. So he doesn't like exercise. So Pops, I'm saying back to you tonight, I know you've had a few injuries. And though you don't like to exercise, I know you have recognized in the past when you've had these injuries, you've needed to do some PT and you've needed to do some stretching, that you have embraced that and you've done it for a little period of time, even if it's a week. So when you say you don't like exercise, I would be questioning you at this point in time saying, but like, you know, you have to do it, right? You need to stay active at some point, right? Okay, you guys are going to see his story as it rolls out here. Now, Monica's answer to this on what do you think about exercise in general, Monica's is that she really likes it and she really likes to do it, which I shared with you last week is definitely not a super high percentage with my clients. Most people can go on a diet more easily, flow into that, bite that chunk off of wellness easier than nutrition or than exercise, but she really likes it. Here's my answer to Monica. She probably likes it because she has done it long enough to know how she feels if she doesn't do it. That's always my answer to kind of that, which is a blessing. We all have the ability to be able to do something long enough to see if we like it or not. Even if that's removing bread. We feel better when we remove bread once in a while. Question number two, what do you think about when preparing to exercise? Here's my pops. Is this really necessary? Oh my gosh. He's being so daft. I watched Downton Abbey. I've been binging Downton Abbey this week. So now I'm trying to throw in my little old English here. So Pops, you got some mindset issues. So don't think about it as having to be, maybe not as an exercise program, but just wanting to move. His story is unveiling itself. So be patient. Monica, she looks at it as this is her ramp up time. So to tell herself that she can do it. So that's what she's thinking about. And so the mindset piece here again for her is she has been doing this long enough to know how she's going to feel. Again, the question for that one was, is what do you think about when you're preparing? So she's getting ramped up because she knows she's going to feel good after. Question three, maybe some of you guys out there are starting to have some answers yourself when we work through these. Number three, how do you feel about different types of exercise? So I'd given the example there. Do you not mind being on the treadmill or do you have to do Zumba in order to stay motivated or entertained? Here's my pops. I don't care about any of them. Oh, Jesus, pops. So again, that's mindset, right? So I would be telling him, just think about mobility. Think about how spry you are at your age and all the things that you can do. So just do your chores and your projects that you always do, crafts. Don't think about it as exercise. You know, my pops used to be a facilities coordinator at a place where he lives, and he got 25,000 steps a day. And when he retired, I kept saying, dude, those 25,000 steps are going to go away and you're going to have to figure out how to stay that mobile, or those little snacks you have in the afternoon are going to catch up to you. Shall we say I was right, pops? So he does keep very busy. He is very active and healthy, but his attitude's cracking me up. So what did Monica say when it was about doing things in a group or solo, different types of exercise? Monica said, totally solo. She says that is way better for her. She said some people talk way too much when they're working out. And her opinion is, see why she's my friend. She's going to tell you like it is. She says, if you can talk while you're working out, then you're not working hard enough. She should have become a trainer. She said she doesn't like feeling bad either. So sometimes working out, she needs a moment in a classroom setting or a classroom setting that might make her feel not inadequate, but that she can't quite do that. So for Monica, I might say, you want to try something maybe completely different, that maybe some one-on-one stuff. I was thinking about her, I was thinking about kickboxing or any other exercise. If she gets bored with her solo thing, she could kind of go do something on her own versus a group class. Question four. All right, here we go. I'm going to actually pull in my producer on that. Kat, are you here for question number four when we talk about what are you thinking about while you're exercising?
You can hear me. Go for it.
I can hear you, girl. I can hear you, girl. So what we were talking about here is you had reached out to me, and I think I want you to share with everyone what you're thinking about while you're exercising.
Oh, how much I hate the sound of my own labored breathing, and it makes me more tired.
I know. When I read that, I thought, oh my gosh, that is so good, because you, number one, to celebrate in a positive way, that just really shows how in the moment you are, because you're like so in tune with your breathing. But my concern is that, you know, maybe you need to be in an environment. When I was thinking about how I would solve this for you, have you tried something? My question is, have you tried podcasts or even being, you know, watching a movie if you have the equipment near, you know, Gold's Gym back in the day? I don't know if they still do, had a movie room with all their cardio equipment. I was just curious what you've tried in the past to.
I've tried that. I don't like headphones or earbuds, really. It's, I mean, not funny because I work in radio, but maybe that's why.
Maybe that is why.
So I don't want them on my head anymore.
That could be so true.
I found that group exercise inside in like a loud environment works, because then I can't hear anything but the music.
Right. Well, and it might be too for you that, you know, once you figure out maybe being out in nature is different for you. I don't know if something like that, but sometimes when you just work and you're kind of in a, I mean, you are attached to a headset lots of times. And so that freedom of being out and about, but sometimes with people just barking at you during exercise and telling you what to do, there's a lot of just, oh, thank God I don't have to think about something, or, you know, so I thought, I hadn't heard yours before.
Oh, really? No, actually, that's perfect. I love being barked at when I'm exercising, because then I don't have to be angry at myself.
You have a military background, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's why, maybe why it's comforting to be yelled at.
That's why you like the barking. I know what PT is all about. Okay. So for any, thanks, Kat. Any of you guys out there that are thinking, you know, what you're thinking about while you're exercising is really, really a big deal. I mean, there's nothing worse than trying to bench press 200 pounds and going, oh my God, this is so heavy, or this, you know, exercise tonight sucks, or whatever. So I really, the best answer that I have for you is to just not use negative thinking, like my pops, do I really need to do this? That's what he said. I'm like, seriously? But with all due respect, he is, you know, he does all of his chores. He just maybe needs to not think about it as being organized exercise, just his movement. I mean, how blessed is he to be able to move? Monica sometimes likes music, but she tries to leave everything there and work out as hard as she can, and then just leave it on the floor and be so grateful that she's done her thing. So Monica, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but maybe for you, you're like, I don't know if you're thinking, oh, thank God, this is over. But just enjoy the moment that you got there with your busy schedule, and yeah, leave it on the floor. All right, you guys, what are you thinking about or feeling after you exercise? They both had almost the exact same verbatim. Man, glad it's over. And thank God it's over, and being proud of themselves. I can add nothing more to that, except that I've never heard any of my clients ever say they regret doing that exercise. So no one is ever regretful, unless of course you're injured, right? All right, let's see the question six. What is your knowledge? And I kind of chatted enough about that before. I think it's really important to write down what you know, so we can figure out, make sure that's not an excuse. Because I can say to you, if you know you need to lower your cholesterol, and you know that by studies, and you know what your diabetes measurements are looking like, your blood sugars, and you're still not choosing to exercise, that's a whole other mindset journey we've got to go down. So sit in that and figure out what you do know. Number seven, this is important. So this is how many days, weeks, months in between your exercise, you know, how long, the average length of time that you can be successful. And so Pop says he tries to be active every single day, and he is active. What I would be saying is just change your mindset that it has to be a strategic, contained exercise, quote unquote, program. Because, you know, back in the day, it was chores and projects around the house. So, hey, Monica works out 3 or 4 times a week. And I was just going to say to her that doing those baselines and being able to, I want to kind of label her a 3-day girl. I'm a 3-day girl. That means if I go 3 days without doing something, I know I got to get back on the movement wagon or I'm in big trouble. And so I might say for her is to keep that in her mind, as that's kind of a good calendar and reminder, is like, oh, 3 days are up. Number 8, what has worked to keep you active? Pops is just saying housework, yard work, building things, perfect. And then Monica is tracking on her calendar. She puts that actually down when she has to go to the gym and if she watches if too many days lapse. So that's the same thing I would say, is try not to let too many days go in between. Number 9, why did you stop doing what was working? Guess what my pop said? NA, not available, no answers, because he doesn't think anything's working. Okay, Monica says that she got too busy, overcommitted, and that's what got in the way. And so for me, you guys, I live just do it attitude. I've got kind of that Nike approach. You can listen to my story on my last show. You have to do what works for you as you're working through this stuff, your story, where your answers are, and come to a conclusion here at the end. But if your same excuses are popping up, we've got a lot of answers there that we can work with. So when things have stopped for Monica, it was kind of some medical stuff too. So I want you to honor that. I want to do mention in here that we have to honor if we have injuries, we have to honor if we're ill, and take those breaks. But think about what you can do versus can't do. There's always something, even if it's arm circles, okay, and you're sitting on the couch, you can even do arm circles if you're having hip surgery. So think about what you can versus can't do. A couple more things. Look back over your history, and when you did stop, what did it take to get you going? I think in my pop's case, it really was mostly injuries. When I think back of working with him, stiff back, you know, not sleeping well, we worked through mobility and flexibility. For Monica, it's the clothes not fitting. So I would say to all you guys out there, once in a while, you need to do your measurements. You need to step on the scale. Try to detach the emotion to that and just go, it's data. Hey, got to do something. You know, nobody can exercise for me. Question 12 is your come to Jesus, and then 13 is your baby steps. So before we go today, I want you to read you something from Miss Sally here. So I'm going to literally read it to you really quickly. All right. I dislike boring, painful exercise. Challenging is fine. Competition is fine, but just not boring. Give me 3 miles on a treadmill when I balance on a rock, listening to the wind in the trees, or stop to take a drink of water and notice a weird and wonderful plant. I feel like I am part of the living. Do you receive the same feeling slogging on a treadmill in a loud, depressing gym? I like group classes that interest me, challenge me, but I need some ability to know I can succeed in class. So if you throw me into a class, these are her words, with a bunch of skinny 20-year-olds that roll their eyes at a fat 50-year-old, that's just going to piss me off. So give me a heavy ball to throw, heavy ropes to move, work towards my strengths, because everyone needs to measure a measure of success and feel accomplished. She pretty much goes on to say that being in groups, whether it is, you know, walking club, she talks about how social the world is right now with walking clubs, whether they're meeting for bagels or people who, you know, are doing CrossFit, to be cautious not to become so close to your CrossFit box versus relationships. So for her, it works in group activities to keep that social aspect. It can help you from dispelling feeling isolated and help you feel like you're part of a tribe. And that was her little come to Jesus. And I thought that that was beautiful, to come to an end where she just realizes as she gets older that the social connection attaches to movement. Yay, team. She's a pickleballer, let's just say. So I want you guys to join me next Monday. I have a super special guest. Dr. Marcus Vetstein is back on the show. He is an endocrinologist. We are going to actually take a spin on his own personal journey. We're going to talk about how he physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, what he has gone through over the last several months. And we are going to, you guys are going to relate with some of this. So we're going to come back together with you. You are on Coach, Couch, and Coffee Radio here with me. Hop onto my Facebook site and you can see some of the holiday series that I have popping up. Join those. You can email me at coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. I'd love to hear from you. Hop over to my YouTube channel. I love being with you guys and I hope you have a great week. And I got to get back to Downton Abbey because I'm in season 6, but I'm so far behind. So have a great week. Talk to you guys soon. Take care. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.